Hello, it's your Daily Dose as we near 2024 NFL Draft. Who will be the first round pick? That's everyone's hand-rubbing anticipation. Can you imagine the dream come true moments for these kids who have been working towards the goal for like forever? Wow. In Eagle's Nest, we want to see some key acquisitions that fit what we got, talent add to what we don't, able to adapt and adjust quickly to pro athlete status, and that is not easy always. Teachable, long haul mindset. What's building in Philadelphia is not a one-hit wonderland. Let me repeat that. Not a one-hit wonderland. Number one says he will set the standard season upcoming. He will set the thermostat in the room. Some like it hot, some sweat when the heat is on. Extraordinaire off-field act gives local area students reason to go for perfect attendance as weather warms up. Lack of air conditioning and other resources is an ongoing challenge with many school districts in Philadelphia. Seems every school year startup, there's concern over there being enough in the budget supply cabinets to even open the doors. As we know, tensions and anxiety are high in communities with uptick in gun violence. Jalen Hurts takes the lead, puts his influence where his mouth is by helping to ensure parents and their school-aged children can at least be more comfortable in their learning environments, which tends to be more healthy. Let's all support their being safe, which is important to being mentally and emotionally stable. A statement by Hurts from Kirsten A. Graham, article published in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I believe every child deserves a comfortable space to learn and grow. Philadelphia has given me so much, and I'm excited to give back to this community in a way that supports our future leaders, ensuring our schools are equipped with essential resources like air conditioning is one step toward helping our students achieve their very best. Jim Harbaugh beats number one. Former 49ers head coach, now Top Gun of Los Angeles Raiders. A comparison posted by the Bleacher Report has Harbaugh's career rushing yards per carry higher than that of our guy, Jalen Hurts, whom, as we know, is top draw as a rushing, scrambling QB. Best learn from the same, Jim Harbaugh is special. Kelsey cries in mourning for loss of Big Bull Token. And I love the photo op posted by Philadelphia Inquirer from Kelsey's retirement presser at Nova. Seriously, though. Oh, no. Not the ring again. Apparently, it's not the first time it slipped. I never got a high school class ring or a collegiate one. I've read Super Bowl rings have been relocated to, like, pawn shops. Because it's really all about the Lombardi, right? And that moment with all the confetti, the parade and stuff, the experience. In other sports news, WNBA starting salaries. You know, I'm clicking profusely. Where the rest of the zeros at? It's got to be a typo, right? The figure was just too big for Siri or the algorithm to format it right for the article? Are you kidding me? And if Caitlin Clark, first round draft pick, doesn't get shown the money equivalent to her talent like the men get, the picks following, what their salaries look like? This is a disgrace. And we can just stop with all the woke speak. If we women are still not being shown the money for all we contribute in this world, whatever field we labor in. Caitlin Clark is an extraordinary talent. So are all the 2024 picks and those who declared. Playing with the head, the lead, and the heart. like Virginia Union's Nye Langley, who, and I quote, aspires to break that mold. Originally from Greenville, North Carolina, Langley set out to become the first player drafted from the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association in WNBA history when she declared for the draft. She joined Jackson State's Angel Jackson and Savannah State's Amari Hurd as the only HBCU players in the 2024 WNBA draft class, end quote, writes Winton Jackson, published in Clutch Points. Nye holds a special spot because Virginia Union is my born town. My mom attended for a short time. Her father, my granddad, an Army vet, also attended VU. And we're not sure if he actually finished. I'm hailed as first generation college grad, but if we can prove granddad finished, he'd be the first. That said, I'm pulling for these ladies, particularly Nye, to get WNBA nod and for all to be shown just compensation commensurate with that of the male-dominated league. Girls flag football is on track to become the next sanctioned high school sport in Pennsylvania, writes Chris Harlan for the Tribe Live. Incredible news as flag football is fast becoming a national event as it gains more attention from professional clubs like the Eagles and games featured in the Pro Bowls. What message are women's professionals sending, or women's professional sports leagues or sports clubs sending to these young ladies with current pay schedule, specifically starting salaries? And that concludes your Daily Dose. Get your next shot right here, right here. Hey there, just wanted to mention in the bit about Number One's donation to Philly area schools. That statement was directly from him. It was part of Kristen A. Graham's article, which was published in the Philadelphia Inquirer.